Okay, I was reading the paper, looking at the news this morning. One of the top stories is talking about this physical cliff and pretty much saying if a decision's not made by the end of the year, it can pretty much affect everybody. Hanging out with me right now, because I'm no poli sci major, it's no secret whatsoever, but I always ask the experts. Warren Ballantyne, the people's lawyer, my friend, how you doing?
I am good. Melissa, always good to be with you.
All right, come on, break it down for us. Tell us, what does this mean for us?
Well, I'm going to tell you, everybody in America needs to be paying attention to this, and I'm going to say it like this. I'm not trying to say it in a partisan way, but if the Congress, if the Republican Congress does not pass a bill by January, because it's up to the Congress to pass one, then the Senate to agree with it, and then it goes to the president's desk and he signs it into law. Mm-hmm. If they don't do this by January 1st, basically all the tax cuts, the incentives, everything that we have in play right now, totaling about $671 billion will be taken off the table, which means 3.4 million people could possibly lose their jobs. Everybody who pays taxes will go up. And for a middle-class family, that will average about $2,000 per household. You're looking at stocks probably plummeting. You're looking at volatile markets. You're looking at our dollar probably being degraded. You're looking at our credit rating going down again. This is something, you know, they're talking about all this Petraeus stuff. That is nothing. We need to be focusing on this fiscal cliff, because what's happening is everybody ran on this because everybody knew that this was coming. And now everybody's talking about this Petraeus thing. We need to be making them talk about this cliff, because if they don't extend these cuts, if they don't work something out, then come January 1st, everybody, I don't care if you're rich, poor, middle class, in between, everybody's going to feel the pinch of us going over the cliff.
So what would make them not want to?
The Republicans being obstructionist to the president. I mean, if they want to do something to really put a stain on the president, is to literally not agree to do anything. And right now, what they're basically telling the president is the only way we're going to get something done is if you agree to change Social Security and Medicaid for the elderly. And the president is saying he's not willing to do that because, you know, people depend on that. They're also asking to change the food stamps situation. Right now in Ohio, come January 1st, they just passed it. You know, people who are on food stamps will be getting $50 less each month. Mm-hmm. And then now they're trying to shorten the time that you can be on food stamps. They're saying that it can't be a permanent thing. You can only get it for 90 days, and then you have to reapply and all this other stuff.
So what is the president doing about all this, you know?
What the president is doing is trying to work with his caucus, the Democrats, to find some compromise with the Republicans, because he understands the importance of this. But what he's basically telling them is, look, we have to keep these taxes in play for the middle class and the poor. We cannot raise taxes on them, but on the rich, we should be raising taxes. And the Republicans just don't want to raise taxes on the rich, which is absolutely crazy. When you think about, if they don't do anything, 3.4 million people will lose their jobs.
Now, I know he's meeting with the Labor Workers Association or something like that today. What can we do to push
forward? Call your members of Congress, your senators. You can even call other senators and other Congress members of other states and just literally tell them, look, you need to get this done. And you need to call the Republican ones, because those are the ones who are really holding this up. If they would come to the table with the spirit of negotiation or compromise, this could be done. And hopefully, you know, as my pastor tells me all the time, don't pray for yourself, pray for other people. So let's pray that their hearts will be opened up. Let's pray that their minds will be opened up. He tells me that all the time. Whenever you're going through something, don't pray about you getting out of it. Pray whoever's doing it to you, that they see what you see and their hearts become right. So let's pray that they, you know, they'll see that, you know, this is bigger than just obstructing a president. It's about saving this country, especially when you got 19 states signing petitions to succeed because this man won the White House. This is just absolutely ridiculous right now. And we have to come together. Whether we like it or not, we're all Americans. Whether you're black, white, whatever, we're all Americans. And the hard part for me is I hear all these people talking about they're Christians. And if you're truly a Christian, you know you're a child of God. And you know if you're a child of God, we are all brothers and sisters, and we should be helping each other.
Yeah. Warren, thank you so very much for that insight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa.